I wind through the aisle looking for a flash of green. I scan the heads. A blue turban, orange hennaed hair, a long plait. My heart bounds. I have to find them before the next stop, otherwise I might lose them forever. Finally, I spot them. The man clutches the backpack in his arms. He has wide shoulders and a waistcoat over a striped shirt. His hair is short, and when he turns, I see his mustache. She wears a purple and green salwar kameez. I squeeze into the luggage rack at the end of the coach and watch them taking a furtive photo while they stare out of the window. The blur of scenery whizzes by next to them. As we travel further and further away from home, the windows mist up with condensation until all I can see are raindrop patterns on the glass. I miss the mountain as soon as I leave it. I thought the train would have stopped by now. I swallow and try not to think about how to get back. I reach into my pocket. I have a few rupee notes, not enough for a train ticket. Someone has left a magazine behind and I flick through it, trying to calm my nerves. I pause at a picture of a man taken outside of a courtroom. He looks familiar. He's got slick black hair, pearly white teeth, and he's wearing a smart black suit and tie. Reporters surround him, and he's raising his hand in front of his face to shield himself from them. It's the film star, the one who's coming to stay at the hotel, Gurjan Munkar. The article is written in Hindi. I tear the page out and stuff it in my pocket. I can hear activity at the other end of the carriage, and I peek over the top of the suitcase to see what's happening. A man in a smart uniform is making his way down the aisle, swaying to the rhythm of the train. The conductor. My heart starts beating fast. He stops at every row, grasping the overhead bar with one hand and examining people's ticket with the other. He looks up and I duck, pushing myself as far back onto the luggage rack as I can. Fans whir overhead. It's hot, stuffy, and packed full of people. I have a few minutes at the most before he reaches me. But just as I begin to panic, the train starts to slow. I have no idea where we are. I only know that we've been on the train for hours.